You're listening to All Things Considered on WITF. I'm Ben Allen. Good afternoon. A judge has ruled that the state can take over York City School District. The ruling comes after months of debate about the status of the district and a couple days of hearings. Here to talk about what it all means is Keystone Crossroads reporter Emily Previty. Good afternoon, Emily.
Good afternoon, Ben.
Okay, so let's start with that, Emily. What does this mean right now as we sit here on this Friday afternoon?
Well, right now it means that the school district in the city of York is poised to become the only place in the U.S. where public education is provided entirely by charter companies. And I say is poised because there are multiple appeals already in the works and an incoming governor who said he's opposed to this, although he hasn't really said what he would do if the wheels were in motion before he gets into office.
Okay, so you say is poised. We've got those appeals that you talked about that are coming, and then Governor-elect Tom Wolf, who takes office January 20th. How likely is it even fair to assign a percentage of whether this gets through?
Well, both the Pennsylvania Department of Education, which is the entity trying to take over the school district, the entity that says, yes, we would bring in Charter Schools USA to operate all of the school buildings in York, both PDE and the attorney for the school district, which has opposed the state takeover and is opposing the charterization, they agree that the appeals will result in an automatic stay on the decision. So once those appeals are filed, that means nothing can happen until they're adjudicated.
So with an automatic stay, that basically presses pause on that decision. Let's make that clear. Presses pause on a decision and things stay as they are for the foreseeable future.
Exactly. And maybe I shouldn't say high probability. Maybe I should say strong probability.
Okay.
Because if this goes to a judge that wants to rule on it very quickly and does, then that would, you know, we would know the outcome, and whether Wolf's in office or not wouldn't matter.
But judging by how the timeline has evolved over the past couple months, this has been a drawn-out process.
Exactly.
And it could be even more drawn out.
Right.
So let's get into what this would actually mean. Let's walk down that road of what this would actually mean if the appeals were denied and this plan actually goes into place. Where would we stand?
Things wouldn't change drastically during the remainder of the school year.
Okay.
The charter company would start the process of kind of gearing up and planning to take over the district. They would get $2 million from the state to help them do that. And come September, the goal would be for Charter Schools USA to operate the district. All of the teachers that are there now, who are there now, would have to reapply to the company for their jobs. And students living in York would have the choice to go to schools operated by Charter School USA, a different charter school company. As we know, there are multiple already operating schools in York, and they could opt for a cyber school as well if they did not want to attend any of the other options. High school students, by the way, would only have the option of attending the charter-run high school, possibly going to the county technical school or cyber school. They would not have another brick-and-mortar option because there is no high school operated by another charter company in York currently.
A lot to unpack with this decision, and we'll certainly have more on WITF. That's Emily Previty of Keystone Crossroads. You can find more of her coverage at keystonecrossroads.org. Emily, thanks.
Thanks so much, Ben.
And this is WITF, your home for NPR News and all things regional.